All right. Well, you know, the end of the world was already part of a theme in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and yet there's still a sequel to it. I didn't realize you could have a sequel to the end of the world. We're going to see a lot of sequels this summer. In fact, a record-breaking 27 sequels coming out this season, and that is not making Rafer Guzman very happy. Rafer Guzman, co-host of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast, film critic for Newsday. Not happy about this summer, right, Rafer?
I'm not happy about this summer. It's going to be a very, very repetitive, redundant, familiar summer.
But why so many sequels? I mean, is it like, you know, how the car industry saying we're making SUVs because that's what people want? Do people want to see these sequels?
I think they do. I mean, I think they make money. You know, I mean, the day that people stop going to see them, the studios will stop making them. I think the problem is that, do you know how heroin addicts sometimes shoot water out of desperation? I feel like that's what the movie going.
Yeah, I actually didn't know that either.
That's what the movie going audience is like to me. People love to see movies, and they just keep going to the theater, even though they're getting these diluted, lousy sequels.
You heard it here first. Rafer Guzman says movie audiences are heroin addicts.
I think they are.
You're going to get a few responses.
I probably will.
Yeah. I think that you will. But all right, but there are sequels that are good. There's of course there's the Lord of the Rings trilogy that many people say as a trilogy is a
I'm also
impressive.
Not a fan.
Okay.
There
right.
you go.
Well,
but
you
I know
tell
what you're
me
saying.
What
I mean,
yeah.
Godfather 2 maybe
yeah.
was the best sequel of all time.
Exactly.
Sure. I liked Revenge of the Jedi.
There you go.
You know,
a great sequel.
So, you know, yes, I mean there have been some good sequels, but I mean could anyone really think of a good sequel
Toy
in the
Story
last?
2?
Okay, Toy Story 2 and Toy Story
Toy
3.
Toy Story 3, yeah.
Sure.
It's
Toy
probably
Story
better
3 was
than
great.
Toy Story 2. So.
Yeah.
Is Cars 2 going to be like a really great sequel?
I
is Kung Fu Panda 2 going to be a really great sequel? I think we all know the answer, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Rafer, you really embrace the big questions in life.
I do. I try. I try.
Yeah.
Like,
but
the end of the world. When's the end of the world?
Exactly. Well, we haven't, you know. I don't know if you'd heard that the end of the world is predicted for tomorrow at 6 p.m.
I did hear that. 6 p.m., is that right?
Time
yeah.
for the release of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
I better rush out and see that while
right.
I can.
End of the world is a continuing theme in movies. For some reason, we are fascinated with the apocalypse.
That's true.
So what's your favorite apocalyptic end of the world movie?
One of my favorites would have to be Omega Man, the original Omega
one.
Man.
Oh, interesting.
Sure,
that's
Charlton
Heston,
yeah.
Right? Does every guy wants to be Charlton Heston, you know?
Every Charlton Heston movie is an apocalyptic
movie. Well,
there's
movie. Planet exactly. of the Apes is an apocalypse movie.
That's right.
Movie.
That's right.
Would that be yours, John?
Well,
your
not
favorite?
My favorite, although it was one of my favorites when I was younger. I love WALL-E today.
WALL-E is
great.
Yes.
Apocalypse
that's
movie.
Also
yeah.
great.
I watched Logan's Run a ton of times
that's
when I was
classic.
A kid.
The Rapture
classic.
With Mimi Rogers, an obscure one, but that's a very actually disturbing end of the world movie.
Kind of like 12 Monkeys sort of thing.
Yep, that's a good one, yeah.
Even
yeah.
more disturbing, yeah.
Lassie.
Yeah.
Lassie.
Wait,
come
what?
Home. Oh, I guess
wait.
That really is.
No, yeah. that's no. All right. End of the world movies, yes.
Give
sequels,
us yours.
No. Rafer Guzman is the film critic for Newsday, also the co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Thanks, Rafer.
Thank you.
Also, thanks to our listener, Kevin.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.